You can contact the business 24 hours a day at 1850 719 335 or email to thebusiness@rte.ie.
Now, the day that's in it, and with snow falling along the east coast and treacherous conditions in many parts of the country, we're going to get an update now from Derek Ryan at AA Roadwatch.
Thank you very much and good morning. Well, a very heavy snowfall to the east of the country, as I said there, is adding to the already treacherous conditions for drivers. The snow is also impacting on visibility in parts, as is a freezing fog in parts as well. So make sure your dipped headlights are on and use your fog lights in fog-affected areas. Also, slow down on all routes, take extreme care and leave plenty of extra space between yourself and the vehicle in front of you. And you're advised as well to avoid any unnecessary journeys today. Now, the heavy snow has also impacted on travel services this morning, with all flights into and out of Dublin Airport suspended until further notice. Passengers are also advised to contact their airline and their airline website before travelling to Dublin Airport. And there are also 20-minute delays to Dart services in both directions due to snow on the line. Bear in mind as well that Dublin Bus and Bus Éireann are running a full service with curtailments, so check dublinbus.ie and buséireann.ie for further details on that. And also remember as well that all Lewis Red and Green Line services are running as normal today. In Dublin, the worst affected routes at this stage are the N4 Lucan Road, especially between the M50 roundabout and Junction 3 Lucan Village. From the Chapel is a bypass into the city, and the right lane on the exit for Junction 5 Leakslip off the M4 motorway is very icy as well. Drivers are also reporting particularly slippery conditions on the N7 Nace Road around the Red Cow interchange, and one lane of the N7 is closed at Rathcoole as well. In Wicklow, extra care is needed in Wicklow Town, Bray, Delgany and Greystones, and it's icy too in parts of the N11 between the Glen of the Downs and Enniscorthy in Wexford. In Carlow, it's very icy around Carlow Town and on the M9 towards Kilcullen. In Meath, it's very icy on the N3 Navan Road between Navan and Kells. And further west, it's very icy as well on the N5 at French Park in Roscommon, and again at Westport in County Mayo. Derek Ryan, AA Roadwatch.
Derek, thank you very much for that. A reminder of our Mad Hatters competition, a unique opportunity for a listener to have a hat of their very own choice designed and produced by Master Milliner John Shevlin, up to the value of €100. All you have to do is email the business a picture of yourself wearing a hat, but not just any old hat, remember. We're looking for something unusual or imaginative or totally ridiculous even. All I can say is we'll know it when we see it. So get the pictures in. Email now, not text. Get those pictures into us as soon as you can. Email thebusiness@rte.ie. Already a lot of entries in already, and we will decide in association with John Shevlin, and we will announce the winner next Saturday. Some renaming of our public building suggestions in following the decision by the authorities in Dubai to rename the biggest building in the world, the tallest building in the world, after the man who bailed out the Emirate a few months ago. And one suggestion is that we rename Marion Street Angela Merkel Strasse, because she will have more influence on our recovery than our lot. That comes from Martin O'Connor. Angela Merkel getting a good press on the programme this morning. Over the years on the business, we've dropped in on many companies around the country, and we've decided that for the new decade, it's about time we paid a return visit to see how some of them are getting on. Back in 2005, I met Joe Fitzmaurice at his recently opened Blazing Salads Bakery in Artane in Dublin.
It took about a year to get together the business plan, to get funding, research, do our market research, find out who wanted it, if people wanted it, at what price, what they wanted, and then to find the customer base. And to raise that funding from the Dublin Enterprise Board, which were a great help to us. They helped us out doing the Start Your Own Business course, helped us out doing our electronic accounting, and then they gave us a capital grant.
So how many outlets do you supply now, and how much bread do you make on a daily basis?
On a daily basis, around 500 loaves or so. We're doing about 2,500 loaves a week.
So they were the baby steps for the organic bakery Blazing Salad. So how's Joe getting on 5 years on? Earlier this week, I paid him a visit to his new North Dublin premises in Clonshock. Okay, we're here now in the Port Tunnel Business Park in Clonshock, and I'm with Joe Fitzmaurice. Joe, it's a cold...
It is very cold, yeah. It's a big change from where we were 5 years ago.
Yeah, a lot colder anyway, but thank God, I would say it's been a successful 5 years, and we'll find out about that in a minute. But you've moved. Just explain the move to us.
Yeah, 5 years ago when we opened up the bakery, Blazing Salad Bread Company, we had our unit in Artane. That was around 100 square metres. We had a break in our contract at a 5-year break, and it was just an opportune time as well, with rents decreasing, and it was was available, and also our market was growing. We had customers asking could we supply them, but the way our original bakery was set up and designed, we weren't able to take on that extra capacity. So we decided to take the plunge, consulted our bank, and they were able to give us the backing as well, so we were able to move into our new premises, here in Clonchock.
Okay, let's get out of the snow, Joe. Into unit 39.
Yeah, we took two units when we moved out here, so we were able to separate into a production unit, and then another side we used for admin and storage. So what we do at Blazing Salad, it's completely organic, 300 certified organic bakery. And we specialise then in sourdough breads and spelt, and we would do like 100% rye breads. And so we'd have an awful lot of people with wheat allergies who would buy our breads. This is a spelt bread, so basically in this we only use spelt flour, water, yeast and salt. They're the rye breads. This is 100% rye sourdough in the oven here at the moment. But they'll be in there for, I'd say, about another 30 minutes or so. These are naturally leavened, these breads are. That means we don't use any commercial yeast in that. Again, that's the starter we started back in the year 2000. It's just a mix, we mix together 100% rye flour and water, and it naturally ferments. And then we feed that every day. We use that, we mix it with more flour, water, and we add some salt, and then we make our breads from this. It's a very traditional method of baking it. Also, it makes it much more easier for the body to assimilate and to get the nutrients from the grains. Previous bakery, we only had this as a 15-tray oven. So we then bought in another 24-tray oven.
What sort of investment have you made in equipment since we last spoke?
Equipment would be around 65,000-70,000. And then I think we've spent close to 100,000. We were able to get leasing through our bank, which was... We wouldn't have been able to do it without, you know, the...
The bank gave you the loan?
Yeah, AIB up in Sutton Cross, great.
Because the last time, 5 years ago, we spoke to you at the height of the Celtic Tiger, you were complaining about your bank, that they were a little bit thrifty, a little bit tight.
Yeah.
And now, at the height of recession, with the banks in serious doo-doo, you can say our banker is supplying the money, on basis, presumably on the success of your venture.
Well, with the success of that, when we originally went through a company that was going to supply us equipment, put us in contact with a leasing group, whatever, and they approached the branch, and there was nothing coming back from the branch. They said, no, there's nothing happening in bakeries. But then when we approached the branch with our business plan and explained what was actually happening with our company, they said, yeah, we will definitely support you. Because we saw it was a growth. Our company was growing, we were moving premises, we were taking all our old equipment, and we were doubling the amount of equipment that were happening. And we were able to... our capacity now has quadrupled from what we can do, so we can expand our company.
We were with you in 2005, Joe, and it's clear that you've retained your passion for the business. You were in startup mode in 2005, now in 2010. We're here in this bigger premises. You've expanded, €100,000 investment, you've €400,000 turnover. If we came back in 2015, God be good to us, we'll all be alive and well still. Where would you like to see the business? What is your dream?
The way we want to do this is, so supplying nationally now, we're also only an hour and a half into Northern Ireland. Because it is a solely organic bakery, that's the product we supply, and there's no solely organic bakeries commercially within Ireland and in Northern Ireland, so we can supply that market now where previously we couldn't. Turnover, well, double our turnover. Probably looking at taking on, hopefully within the next year, we take on another 3 employees.
Okay, let's set the targets here on the business. So, €1 million turnover.
Yeah.
10, 15 employees.
Yes, that'll be where we would see,
okay,
the company.
And you let us know if you reach them before 2015.
Oh, certainly so. Yes, absolutely.
Joe, it would be rude of us to leave here without trying some of your bread. It's lovely. Very nice. Okay, till 2015, Joe.
Thanks very much, John. We'll see you back here then.
Happy baking.
Thank you.
I never miss an opportunity for a feed wherever I go. That was Joe Fitzmaurice, who along with his brother and two sisters run the Blazing Salads Organic Bakery in Clonchock in Dublin. Now, we decided, with the weather the way it is, that the person, the most appropriate person to give us the update on our celebrity investment contest, that contest between Anne Doyle, Shane Byrne and Brian D'Arcy, was Evelyn Cusack at Met Erin.
And here is the seven-day outlook for the Business Celebrity Investment Contest. A minor depression over the Dow Jones has led Anne Doyle to drop to third position. We don't expect too many bright spells until the January cold snap ends and the US earnings season warms up next week. Heavy falls on the market means Anne has €23,370 from the original 20 grand. And now to Ulster, where a brisk and strengthening US dollar has blown Brian D'Arcy into second place with €29,500. However, there is a severe market warning in force and deteriorating conditions may lead to an extremely difficult trading period. Punters are advised to avoid all unnecessary investment journeys. And now, as they say, every cloud has a silver lining, or in Shane Byrne's case, platinum and gold ones, as he remains in the front row with €31,590. And the seven-day forecast for gold is good as temperatures rise across the market. And finally, the financial sentiment for the coming year. The trough in property prices looks set to deepen, combined with bad debts and frozen assets, and we can expect some severe NAMA haircuts to lead to a risk of exposure on higher ground formerly occupied by developers. And remember, this spell of high economic pressure is unlikely to move offshore anytime soon. So grit your teeth for the next while. That is, if you can find any grit. Back to you, John.
Thank you very much, Evelyn. While we might be suffering below zero temperatures here in Ireland, over in Las Vegas, the heat is very much on at the annual Consumer Electronics Show. Earlier this week, Google, of course, launched its rival to the iPhone. But a couple of Irish companies that featured on the programme in the past have been making their own announcements about big deals in Vegas. And joining us from there now, where it is the ungodly hour of 2:45 a.m., is Amulet Devices Chief Executive Gary McMullen. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, John. Hi.
I don't know whether...
It sounds like our weather's a little bit better here than over there.
What are the temperatures like there?
Well, it's cold for Vegas. It's funny, when you go to CES, everybody in Vegas complains about the weather, but it seems nice. It's quite mild for us here.
Give us the temperature. Give us the temperature. Close.
Sorry, John?
What is it? What is the temperature?
It's about 10 or 12 degrees.
Cool. I prefer to be here now in the nice snow. Gary, tell us first of all about your main product that you've been trying to flog and promote there at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah, so our product is, we're in this sort of home entertainment space, so we've got voice control for media centres, so for, you know, systems that can hold all your sort of music and your recorded TV and photographs and stuff. There's lots and lots of media. So everybody over here is all talking about the natural user interfaces. So how do you deal with all of this media that you have to deal with? So how do you find what you're looking for within all that media collection? So we have got a product which is a voice control product which allows you to basically select any piece of media by voice. So you can say, you know, watch CBS, NBC watch House, you know, from your recorded TV collection, and it'll instantly bring that up for you. So there's a big excitement at the show from a lot of the people that we're trying to action the product towards here.
Well, what you want to get is people to buy the product, so how are you getting on?
Not too bad. A lot of interest, and you know, everybody comes onto the stand, and they're sort of saying, okay, well, voice, let's try it. And we just hand them the product, and they try it, and they're all completely blown away by it. So it's really quite exciting for us here. It's great, and it's great actually at CES. There's a real, everybody's talking recession, but at CES, there's a real buzz. You know, you're talking, everybody's. You should feel that the business is there to be done, you know.
And big focus at this show about 3D TV.
Oh, yeah, I mean, 3D TV is big stuff at the show this year, particularly, you know, every second person you talk to is saying, oh, yeah, you know, all the big players are showing 3D TV, you know, it's a big thing. That and, you know, and... yeah, it's big there, and you know, every year it's you know, how big are the TVs or how thin are the TVs and stuff. But, you know, but there's lots of small companies like ourselves are sort of getting a foothold here as well.
Yeah, great. And I note that Enterprise Ireland have sort of declared that you're one of these high
potential startups. They're looking at us and we're doing well there. Yes.
So is it going to be a successful business? Are you going to make the sales?
You know, early days, John, still. But yeah, it's looking good, and we certainly have lots of interest from people over here, and we're just sort of this week sort of nailing down the manufacturing with a large manufacturer here, which we're quite pleased with, you know, because they would be probably the biggest manufacturer in our sort of sector. So then the fact that they're willing to take on a startup company is great for us, you know.
Yeah, well, enjoy the rest of the time in Vegas, and hopefully those sales will materialise. That was Gary McMullen there of Amulet Devices. Another Irish company with big news in Vegas this week is Muzu.tv, and they've just announced that their unique music website is to be incorporated into the next generation of Samsung internet-enabled televisions. The music video website has created a special TV application of Muzu.tv in conjunction with Samsung. So well done to Kieran Bollard.